Hey everyone, welcome back to the DoubleClick Podcast. This week, we talk about fighting for it. Today, we are talking about the idea of fighting for it. Fighting for it. We just finished a series. What was our last series? My brain just left.
When you don't desire God.
Yeah. And out of that, we tripped over a phrase, fighting for it.
Yeah.
And so we want to talk about that a little bit this morning. And I think before we get there, because the concept of it is there's something that is not happening within your life that you greatly desire and you want to make it happen.
Yeah.
And all of these words are really interesting because if I just break down what I just said, one, if I'm saying you want to make it happen, mm-hmm. like there's assuming you're the catalyst, right?
Right.
Which is true in some regards.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a statement about God not being in control or anything like that. There are a lot of things in life that we have to purpose to get there.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. And when we talk about that relationally, especially with God, the other thing is this, fighting is a pretty aggressive phrase.
Yeah.
And I think part of the myth with that is that we think we can force it. Like there's a lot of times when you say fight for it, it's like a Rocky movie, right?
Yeah.
Like what that phrase actually is, it's a motivational phrase. But if you try to actually achieve, especially spiritual things like we're going to talk about, growth and movement and overcoming obstacles, if you actually try and achieve those by the fight mentality, aggression, anger, etc., that's actually a negative.
Yeah, I think because of Hollywood or because of, you know, what we've seen out in the world, fighting looks very violent, very aggressive, but there's actually a multitude of ways that we can fight for things, especially spiritually when we fight. And not to jump into this too quickly, but this is kind of an oxymoron, or you know, fighting for it in the spiritual realm. I think it oftentimes looks like surrender. You know,
absolutely,
it's that giving up, that open handed to go, God, do what you will. I'm ready to fight for change. I'm ready to surrender to you.
Yeah, and I think the battle element of this, mm-hmm. like the point where the friction is, because that's where we're using that word fight, is actually you saying no to self.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Which leads us to, here's what would be the first question, all right? Because if you hear the phrase, hey, there's something in your life you need to fight for, most people, if you have something that's really prevalent to you, all of a sudden, man, boom, it clicks. Yeah. Like, it comes to mind. Which brings me to, I think, which is our starting point. Like, what are you fighting for?
Mm.
Or if we're going in evaluation, is what you're fighting for what God desires?
Mm.
Right? Because I think the next step when we're talking about what we really want to dig into is the how you get there.
Yeah.
How do you fight for it? What does that actually look like? But I think your starting point right out of the gate is that you're fighting for something, you're pressing towards something, you're hoping in something, and therefore putting it into action that is pleasing, uplifting, and desirable in God's eyes.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just like anything else in life, whether it's weight loss and exercise, or whether it's learning a new skill or having a new ability, you can hope, you can desire all that you want, but until you put action. And that's what the fighting for it is, right?
Yep.
It's that action step. It's that moving forward. Things don't just happen. You don't just wake up one day, you know, fit. You don't wake up one day with that ability. You have to put in the time, the energy, and the effort. And I think the same thing applies here. God is all sovereign. God is all powerful. He can impart and do what he wishes, but he's also desiring a relationship. So we've got to put in time, energy, and effort and action into that relationship of drawing close to him, so he can really rid us of ourselves and yep. make us more like him and grow us spiritually.
Absolutely. And I thought you brought up the example of like getting in shape, losing mm-hmm. weight, whatever. Like to me, like that's one of those, God created the world, and I think there are patterns like God did. And that's why you can use the analogy of like losing weight or getting in shape to spiritual things, because the way the human selfishness fights against what's healthy is very similar.
Yeah.
And so for me, if it's like, hey, I need to get in shape, well, one of the hardest parts is starting.
Yep.
It's taking that first step. And then those first few weeks are really, really difficult. After that, it becomes a lot easier. So same thing with me spiritually. Like if I need to like, man, I haven't been doing my quiet time, I haven't been spending time with God, I need to do something. Getting that started the first few weeks is hard.
Yeah.
And then it becomes more natural.
Yeah.
But then I think you have what we'll call the fight for it moments in both of those that look very similar, where you say the word, we're going to fight for it, in the moments you're motivated.
Right.
But in reality, where the rubber hits the road right. is in the times you absolutely don't feel like it and you survive it that day.
Right. Well, and that's whether it's weight loss, like we've been saying, or any other, you know, your spiritual, your growth, or whatever it may be for you that you're fighting for. You know, for me, I can start off with just me, right? Like, it's like, I'm motivated, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to fight for it. At some point, like you said, I hit a plateau, I lose motivation, and I'm not enough at that point to kind of spur me on to get out of bed and go to right, the gym yeah. type of thing. And that may lead to one of our next points, is that I need someone to help me with that. I need someone to, because at some point, yep. I'm not enough to do that. And so I need to bring someone in to help me, help remind me what I'm fighting for and help me fight for it.
Yeah, and so we came up with these three phrases, or these three words. And we have three words for what does it look like on how you're supposed to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have three phrases that are warning sign phrases, mm-hmm. meaning not only might your what you're fighting for be the wrong thing, but the way you're doing it
yeah.
is unhealthy. And so the way that we really want to fight for it, especially if we're talking spiritually, and I would take this out to, you're going to fight for a relationship with a family member, mm-hmm. or you're going to fight for their relationship with God, or a friend, or somebody you don't know. This applies the same way. Like, if you're going to try and achieve that goal, and you're going to fight for it. So here's the good. Here's the way we're supposed to fight for it. And this is obviously some very Justinized, beautiful phrasing that only he can come up with. But Justin said, accountability, vulnerability, and honesty. I can't say these words, you can. But accountability, vulnerability, and honesty.
Yeah.
Those are the three words that if we're truly, genuinely chasing something God desires and pushing towards it,
yeah.
fighting for it,
yeah.
that's where it all revolves around.
Yeah, and because you asked me the question, like, what is fighting for it look like to me? And really, accountability was one of the first phrases that came to my mind. Because again, if it's just me, I'm going to fail. If it's just me, I'm going to, at some point, like we talked about, lose motivation, lose sight of what I'm going after. I've got to have someone coming alongside me
yep.
to encourage me to that I can go, hey, I messed up here, or I had a victory here, and walk alongside me. I've got to have that accountability element, or I'm going to end up getting back in the rut that I was in.
You know, and you said something about, like, at some point you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Right. And we talked about failure, but I think when we're talking about progressing in an area, moving forward, pushing on towards the goal, there has to be a realization that you're going to have fail moments.
Sure.
But going back to our failure conversation, yeah. and this is where I think accountability comes into it in a positive. Like, when you have somebody you can talk through it with and you can say, hey, I messed up today.
Yeah.
Both you and them are going to say, but you're going to keep going.
Right. And that's the vulnerability.
Yep.
Right. Like, that's the, I didn't do well in this area. I messed up. And again, like we talked about in the failure podcast, that too often we consider that failure, or like, well, I failed, I'm not going to fight for it. We look at the perfection, not the progress of it. So yes, you're going to fight for something, you're going to work for something, but you're going to have moments where you fail at it, where you don't do what you want to do. And that's okay. We'll pick ourselves up and we'll dust ourselves off and we'll move forward and keep rolling.
And to echo that, when we look at the shadow side of this, when we look at the things that corrupt this process, that almost dig us in a hole and make us worse, the anger, the ego, and the lies. If we talk about that vulnerability and honesty line, like where I really struggle, like where I will miss the mark a lot of times, even if I have what I feel in the moment is a God-glorifying goal, but I'm approaching it with lies, especially self-lies, mm-hmm. especially not honest evaluation and finding out where I'm at, man, I'm already off to a bad start,
mm-hmm.
right? And that goes back to some of the identity conversation we have about like how somebody can, and I always use like, you know, my wife when she was a stay-at-home mom and she'd have a rough day parenting and I'd walk in the door and she'd be like, I'm a terrible mother. And yeah. I'm like, no, you had a bad day yeah. as a parent.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It doesn't define you. But I think a lot of times, like, and we'll use the exercise one as an example. Like, a lot of times it'll be like, you know, I hate lifting weights.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it. I was a cardio guy. That's what I used to do when I was under 200 pounds. Anyway, but, you know, like that used to be my thing, right? But I don't like lifting weights. Or another one, I'll go age on it. Like, the age will screw me up because I will not... Here's what happens when I try to work out and I lie to myself about my age. Is it'll go both ways. Number one, I will not exercise appropriately to my age and I will injure myself. I will overdo it.
Yeah.
The other one is, I'm too old for that, so I don't do it at all.
Mm.
Instead of having an honest evaluation of, hey, this is where I'm at, so I've got to accept that walking is a form of exercise.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm almost 40, and yeah. so...
And put on your sneakers, lace up, and go, buddy.
The deal is, and it's not... And I know there's a lot of 40-year-olds out there that are runners, but I played lots of basketball, broke all my ankles and knees multiple times, so my legs are in shambles. And so,
skateboarding, you know...
Let's not talk about that. Okay, sorry. Yeah, great example of Matt missing the mark on his honesty of, hey, I want to start skateboarding at 40. All right. But I think one of the key things, and this is at the beginning for me, is being able to have honest assessment along with somebody else who can speak honestly to you.
Yeah.
Because I think those lies can dig in, and right in that first time when you're trying to press on towards the goal, when you're trying to achieve it, can absolutely disrupt you.
Yeah. For me, the example that comes to my mind, and this is partially just, honestly, this is partially just kind of from my past, is when I hear anger, ego, and lies, I think about, and fighting for something, I think about a career path. Like, that's the first thing that comes to me is the world tells you, hey, if you want it, go after it. Get angry. You know, yeah. it's that's your status on the line. So if you want to be this title or if you want to be that, go after it and get it. And you can be angry. It's all about you. It doesn't matter what lies you have to say to get there. It's that's how the world tells you to fight for something, is this kind of aggressive, like, not meek and mild thing. Yep. But then when we look at accountability and vulnerability, those are very meek things. Those are open-handed surrendering to the Lord, denying yourself, asking Him to go, okay, well, how do I advance, whether it's career, health, spirituality, whatever. So yes, we need to have a drive. We need to have, a desire to press on and move forward and to soldier on. But we can't do that, especially with spiritual things. We can't do that in a way that's uncharacteristic from how the Lord would want us to be. Like, that wouldn't jive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing that came, like, right when you were saying that, and you were talking about that pressing on, like, over and over in Scripture, if I'm and I'm doing this straight from memory, so we're going to research this, but what comes to mind immediately is in the Scripture, over and over again, when you talk about moving forward, growing in your faith, sanctification, however you want to word it, it talks about pressing on. It talks about enduring. It talks about overcoming. To the one who endures.
Yeah.
The crown will be given. And so the language that exists within the Scripture is this steady, slow moving forward. And I think on the good side, on the accountability, vulnerability, and honesty, like, that's the mood.
Mm-hmm.
The mood is like, I'm not going to overreact and burn out. Because I think when I look on the shadow side at anger and ego, like, that's where you just, like, you would try it, you fail, you're frustrated about it, forget it, I'm not going to do it. And you get in that cycle, right?
Yeah.
And then you end up back in that, well, I'm a failure land.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I just can't do that. I've tried that before. Yeah. Like, one of the things that I think absolutely sinks people's growth, like puts it in a stagnant state for long periods of time, is we will do something that we know Scripture directs us to do, evangelism, discipleship, be involved with the local church, whatever, and we'll try it and it doesn't work, and then we'll put it on the shelf and go, well, I tried that.
Yeah.
Instead of continuing to press on, continuing to search, continuing to find,
yeah.
And you'll miss that great, wonderful thing, that big moment of growth, because you're not willing to, in that moment, press on towards the goal and pay the price.
Right, and that's like circling back to the last podcast of those moments when it feels like you don't desire God. It's those moments will come. Those moments happen. Even for us pastors, I think there are moments that we desire God, but it feels like work. It feels like, man, I really don't want to get up early this morning and do my quiet time, right? Like, I got other things I need to do, or I could sleep or whatever. And in those moments, we have to fight for it. And having the feeling of having to fight for it, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that's okay. I think it's okay. That just means we're human. That just means we're broken, sinful people. We're going to have those moments that we need to fight for it. But in those moments, take what we've given you here, don't do the shadow side of things of anger, ego, and lies. Take on accountability and vulnerability and truth, and fight for your growth in that area. Find someone that can help, you can link arms with, and they can help you press on and move forward and grow in your relationship to the Lord and grow in the area that He's laid on your heart and that you need to, you know, find yourself growing in.
Yeah, so let's do this. Like, let's kind of process through a couple of typical fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's do, why don't you just take relationship with God, like you and your relationship with God, and process through on these three points, and we'll do the positive side first, the accountability, vulnerability, and honesty, and then we'll stop and go, well, what does that look like on the other side, the anger, the ego, and the lies? Like, how does that manifest? What do you do? What are your action steps? And I'll take, we'll just go like you and a relationship with somebody,
mm-hmm.
meaning like you've got a broken relationship, and how are you going to mend that? And so I'll go first. If I'm looking on the accountability side of I've got a broken relationship or there's somebody in my life that doesn't know Christ that I'm just passionately, they need to know that and I need to mend it. And I'm looking at the, hey, I'm going to fight for this relationship. And I start with accountability. Like, number one, the way that plays out is I need somebody who's going to speak truth into my life
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to have to audibly say, here's my issue with this person, or here's my frustration with this person, or hey, here's what's going off with me. And then I'm going to have to be vulnerable and be able to see, here's where I am in error, and here's what's going on. And I'm going to have to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to have to be very, very truthful. A lot of times when I talk to somebody about broken relationship, the honesty part gets really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Because what happens is I get a shaded side of the story, right?
Sure.
I get what the other person did.
Right.
And there's no internal confession. There's no ownership. There's no, hey, this was my error and I need to go apologize for this. It's all about, we go to the shadow side of that. It's all about the ego
mm-hmm.
of, hey, well, they need to figure it out like I have it figured out.
Yeah.
Right? And then it becomes like lies. Well, because they said this, this means they feel this way. Mm-hmm. This means that they do this. Therefore this. Therefore this. And you end up with this malicious view of the person that leads to a pit of anger
yeah.
over and over and over again. And so, Justin, I'm gonna put this one on
yeah.
you. Let's say you and your relationship with yeah. God and go down that same list.
Yeah, I think as far as the healthy side, accountability, vulnerability, and honesty, a lot of this I'm going to lump together and say if you're doing that in a healthy way, your relationship with the Lord, that looks a lot like a small group, a Sunday school class, an accountability partner, someone that you are having conversations with that they will hold you accountable, that you can be vulnerable to them and tell them where you're succeeding and failing, but also where you can be vulnerable in the sense of maybe you've gone through something that could help somebody else and you're helping them grow in their relationship to God. And because you're using something that happened to you, you see God's hand in your life. And so you make that connection and draw closer to Him. And again, all that breeds truth and honesty.
Yep.
And I think that it all starts from a place of truth and honesty. In order to have real accountability and real vulnerability, that all starts with honesty. I think from anger, ego, and lies, man, that is an exhausting side to be on in your relationship with the
Absolutely.
Lord. Because I think if you're a believer and your relationship with the Lord is in trouble, meaning you're not spending time with Him. I'm not talking about a salvation thing. I'm talking about just a quality of time and relational aspect with Him. For me, that makes me angry. I seem to be more angry and frustrated. Again, the fruits
yeah.
of the Spirit are out the window,
mm-hmm.
and I'm more the fruits of the flesh type of thing. And so I'm just going to be more angry and frustrated at things in life. Then with the ego, I'm going to have to hide that, right? Like, because my ego is on the line here. I can't let people know that I'm a believer and have a weak relationship with the Lord. So now I'm going to have to tell lies to protect my ego and keep this facade, keep this game going, and I'm going to be exhausted, which is going to, again, make me angry. So it's kind of like working up the list there, too. It's
yep.
It starts with lies to protect my ego, and because I'm protecting my ego, I get exhausted, and because I'm exhausted, I get angry. So that's the shadow side that you've been saying
yep.
Of that, at least how it manifests itself in my life. And then again, I think I mentioned this here on the podcast. I know Matt and I had some conversation about some things the Lord's been doing in my life. If I'm on the negative side of that list, the anger, the ego, and the lies, that's often when I'm doing life and doing things for God.
Yep.
When I have accountability, vulnerability, and honesty, that's where I'll typically find myself doing life, doing things with God, with His strength, with His help. And so that's a much healthier place to be. And so that's, for me, that's kind of how that pans out.
It's amazing, like, how much anger, and I would also say, like slight depression, like, yeah, when you're just avoiding God.
Yeah.
And it's not, you can't name what you're angry at.
Yeah.
Because you're just angry, I don't know, it's not, yeah, like it's really hard to articulate. You just become angry and unsatisfied.
Yeah, we weren't meant to shoulder the weight of the things that we're trying to shoulder. And kind of what you just said, we're most satisfied when God's most glorified, right? Like, yep, that's what we talked about from, yep, the Piper book, is when we're not glorifying Him, and part of glorifying Him is living a life that's full of accountability, vulnerability, and truth, and being honest and becoming less of us and more of Him.
Awesome. Well, it's interesting because I'm still stuck on the, like, it's amazing how when we're not with God, like, I just, like, when I'm not tracking, it's the irritation, the frustration, the anger seep,
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Future podcast topic, by the way, fruits of the flesh.
Yeah.
You said that in the middle of that. I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
that one would be interesting. Like, yeah, like, let's flip the fruits of the Spirit and talk about, like, hey, are you living on by the flesh of the Spirit? We'll get to that. We'll do that. We hope this podcast was helpful. We hope that if you have something that you're fighting for, that this helped you kind of process. This has helped you figure out the what, the why, and the how just a little bit more. If you have any questions, you want any comments, continue to send us emails, matt@richfork.com, justin@richfork.com. We thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.